Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's an idea that is masquerading and looking like and presenting itself like it's wisdom, but it's not. It's more of a lie. It's more of a lie. It's pretending to be wise. It shows up in professional senses. It shows up in the world of fitness. It shows up in parenting. It shows up in personal finance. So I guess you could say that it's showing up in every arena or every part of our lives. And because it sounds like a pretty heady, smart, intelligent thing, we don't necessarily question it. And this lie, this idea is that more is better. More is better. More strategies, more options, more choices, more tools, more inputs, more information, more of everything. And if you're like me, you've certainly experienced this feeling of overwhelm. Of course, we all have. And if you've ever felt like you're just doing a ton, you're so busy, but things aren't really advancing, you're not moving the ball down the field, to use a sports metaphor. If you ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels despite your best efforts, then there's a good chance that you have bought into this idea, that you have believed the lie. Because where there's a lie, there is a truth. And here's the truth. It's that the people who are actually winning, people who are actually getting things done, being super productive, are not doing more. In fact, they are doing less. Less is more. Instead of more, let's do less. The great Bruce Lee once said, it is not daily increase, but daily decrease. Hack away at the unessential. It's not daily increase, but daily decrease. Hack away at the unessential. And that is a very poetic thing right there. But then you try to do it. And because removing things is, it's actually harder than it is to add them. Isn't that interesting? It's difficult to do because it is harder to get rid of things than it is to add them. It's harder to say no than it is to say yes. Everybody likes to say yes to things. They say yes to more projects, whatever. Because when we're adding, we're feeling like we're moving forward. We're feeling like we're being productive. We're feeling like we are actually progressing. And the opposite of that is when we're taking away, that feels like we're losing, because we are. We're shedding, we're slimming down. Adding feels productive. Removing feels more like I just screwed up. I'm making an error here. I screwed up. I'm making a mistake. So what do? Obvious then, if that's the way that we're approaching thinking about that, we just keep adding. Another tactic. Let's add another app to my phone, even though I'm not going to use it. I'll take another meeting. I can add this goal in there. I can take on another obligation until one day you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I am in this prison of absolute complexity. I'm under mountains of crap that I have willingly and happily said yes to and piled upon myself. And then it doesn't work. It just doesn't work then. Everything is being crushed under the weight of all of that. And that is where simplicity needs to step up. And we're not doing that because it's some kind of a preference, like, oh, I prefer to be simple. No, it's because it's an absolute requirement that if I desire and expect myself to perform at a high level, I need less. So I'm not trying to attack this from a philosophical lens. I'm really trying to look at it really practically. And sports is such a wonderful way to do that. Think about the greatest competitor and athlete ever, Michael Jordan. he didn't win because he had the most moves. There are certainly people that had more options than Michael, but he won because he did the ones that he did better than anybody ever had, and he honed those skills to a point where nobody could stop them. Tom Brady didn't win because he was the greatest athlete or because he threw the longest ball or the hardest ball. No, he won because he made the right decisions. Playing quarterback in the NFL is probably, it's got to be one of the hardest things to do. There's so few that do it consistently at a high level, and he 100% did. So he made the right decisions, and he did that over and over and over again. Roger Federer made things look so easy. Not because what he was doing was easy, it's because he got rid of everything that was unnecessary. Certainly Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympic champion ever, potentially the greatest athlete ever, he didn't invent some kind of a new swimming technique. He absolutely perfected the existing one or ones that he did. So here's the pattern. And hopefully, once you recognize and see the pattern, then it's going to be kind of sticky. And as they say, you won't be able to unsee it. So beginners add, professionals refine, and masters at the top of their craft profession game eliminate. And this is uncomfortable and it's hard because it's true. So then the question becomes, what should I add to my life? What should I add to my life? Then the question, we shift that to, what ought I remove? What should I be removing? And because of the reasons I've been talking about, that's a tough question. It's that removal that requires judgment from you. It's going to require that you have some courage, some fortitude to be able to say, you know what, I've identified this thing as no longer additive. In fact, it's subtractive, so I'm going to subtract it. When you remove things, you need to be able to say no. And most people are bad at that, even though it's such a powerful little word. Two letters, complete sentence, no. We want to keep every option open, but that's a recipe for brain space, head space, mental destruction. We don't want to hedge. We want to avoid the discomfort of having to make that decision. But here's the trade-off. If you don't choose, you don't become. You don't become the thing that you want. You don't become your fullest potential. You don't rise to the top of your field. You just exist. And you exist in a constant state of motion. It's maybe not carried along by the currents of life, but certainly participating in them. And you won't make any meaningful progress. You'll just...
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You'll just groundhog day it. You'll have a middling kind of a life. And I'm sure that that's not what you want. What we need is a filter or a standard way to evaluate everything in our life. That's why I talk about these six key areas: family, community, your work and money, well-being, personal development, and peace of mind. So you focus on those six things. You can add or subtract. If well-being, you're not into that, you can get rid of it. I advocate that you don't. And then, of course, we talk about our MVRs, which are our most valuable resources: time, energy, attention, and money. And this is where really it comes down to this, is how do I make the right decisions? You thought about what you wanted in the six areas, and then it comes down to your decision-making process. How do I allocate those most valuable resources in a way that's going to get me what I actually want, as opposed to I'm just allocating them? So where are those resources actually going? Because most people say my family is the most important thing to them, but the majority of their attention when they're at home is just staring into their, you know, their phone. Say you want to be a healthy person, but when you give your time and your resources to convenience, that is going to probably be at the expense of your health. You say you want peace of mind, but you give your attention to just the absolute chaos that's everywhere in the world. So it's not that you don't necessarily care. It's not that you don't want to care. It's not that you don't want the best for yourself. It's just that you haven't simplified things. You need to make things simple. You have to remove and get rid of the unessential, the non-essential. And until you do that, you're going to feel like you are pulled in too many directions. And you know why? Because you're pulled in too many directions. So this is not time management. It's not a time management issue, nor is it a time management problem. You have made a selection problem. So we're not talking about managing your time. We're talking about, on the front end, making better decisions on what is deserving of your time. Because once you do that, then management becomes way easier. And this is why simplicity is such a powerful thing, because it is forcing you into clarity. Because when you're simplifying your life, you must grapple with and answer questions like, well, does this really matter? What actually does matter? What is important? What doesn't matter? What is unimportant? And then, therefore, what am I willing to give up? So, not easy, but necessary. So, if you sit back and think about your life right now, ask yourself, where am I overcomplicating things? Am I doing it in my work? Am I taking on too many initiatives? Am I going and trying to move in too many directions? Am I really awesome at starting things and moving them a little bit down the road, but never actually finishing them? What about your money? Do you have too many accounts? Are you putting too many strategies in place? Is there too much noise? For you personally, are you taking on too many commitments? Are you on too many committees at the school? Just so many distractions, so many obligations that we probably don't want that we've accepted and we've taken on. Where's the complexity coming from? And then the logical next question is, what would happen if you removed it? Just take yourself to that place. What would happen if you actually removed it? Because here's what most people are worried about. They think, if I remove things, then I'll miss out. I'll fall behind. People won't ask me anymore, so I'll miss out on opportunities. But I think that what you really discover once you get past those fears, and those are legitimate fears, but they're not real fears, because what actually happens is when you remove things, you're freeing up resources. You're going to have more time. You're going to have more energy. You're going to have more focus. And now you can direct those resources towards what you've decided is really the most important thing. And that's where top peak performance will come from, not from doing more things, but from doing the right things better with greater intensity. This is where the best in the world appear to be calm. It's not because they're working harder. It's certainly not because they're scattered. It's because they're focused. They're clear. Things have simplified. So remember that simplicity is not natural, and complexity, turns out, that's really our default. And the world is constantly trying to add things to your life. More notifications, more requests, more obligations. And if you're not actively pushing back, it will bury you. So simplicity is not something that you just happen into. It's something that has to be fought for. You need to fight for your time. You need to fight for your attention. You need to fight for your energy. You need to protect them. And we have to be ruthless about what we're allowing in. And that's where discipline really comes in. It's not a form of punishment. It's really protection. Discipline allows you to say no, not right now. It's not aligned with what matters to me. And every time you do that, you're strengthening your ability to stay focused. And it does become a bit of a paradox, but because the simpler your life becomes, the more powerful you become. And it's because you're no longer deluding yourself. You're not scattered. You're not divided. You are focused. You are concentrated. And when you put concentrated effort towards something, it's what produces results. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, you feel like you're doing a lot but not getting anything done, don't ask, what should I add? Ask, what should I get rid of? Because the answer to that question is the beginning of clarity, and clarity is the beginning of progress. Most people spend their lives trying to build something impressive. A few people remove everything that isn't. And in the end, One is exhausted and the other is effective. The people that are able to identify this is what really matters, it's the things that must be done, and then you allocate your resources based on those things. Keep it simple. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.